Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are at your service talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, this persona, unique and beautiful in its depth and very profound when it comes to the things that one can learn from the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, there are so many different attributes and qualities and features of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially because he's such a comprehensive personality, a jami' personality, as they say in Farsi. Jami' means comprehensive, all-encompassing, inclusive. This is the personality that Imam Ali alayhi salam has, and so it makes it sometimes very easy to be able to talk about him, because His Eminence has so many things that one can talk about. But at the same time, it also makes it incredibly difficult because there is so much to talk about and there is so much depth in each one of these various numerous aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona. We're talking about in this session this idea that one needs to be helpful towards other people, and one needs to be helpful specifically towards the mu'mineen, the believers, the Muslims. And likewise, one needs to avoid from aggrieving the believers, the mu'mineen, the Muslims, and people in general. So here, this is basically what we're going to be talking about. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, in his universal persona, and if you go through the books of history, you will find that This was an integral part of his persona, this idea of helping other people. We have so many countless, you know, stories and traditions and historical events in which we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam helped other people. And on the other hand, we don't find in the historical texts, you know, events or stories in which it is related that Imam Ali alayhi salam aggrieved a mu'min or a Muslim or even a non-Muslim, right? And so these are important things. You know, we live in the present day, in this modern world, in an era where, alhamdulillah, for the most part, you know, in the different places that we live, we have large communities of mu'mineen, of muslimin, of believers, of faithful people, of Muslims. And in this kind of a community setting, in social settings, we have to be very careful that we don't, you know, exceed the limits and end up putting our brothers and sisters in trials and difficulties. You know, based upon this aspect of Imam Ali alayhi salam's persona, we are kind of building this moral and ethical system and framework, you know, a moral and ethical framework, of course, which is based upon Islam and Islamic values and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted. And this moral and ethical framework within it, you know, one of the things is this idea of helping the believers, helping the Muslims, and on the other hand, refraining from aggrieving the believers and aggrieving the Muslims. What a beautiful society takes shape if every single individual was to follow this one small aspect of the great universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. If we tried our best to help other mu'mineen, to help other muslimin. And, you know, we talk about the mu'mineen and the muslimin first and foremost because they have a priority, right? They are our brothers and sisters in faith. They are our brothers and sisters sometimes in as far as madhab is concerned. And in, you know, many instances, we are brothers and sisters of faith and of madhab, even though madhab and, you know, sect should not be a criteria to help an individual. You know, yes, we are saying that we should help everybody, you know, but for example, if your neighbor, you know, is incredibly sick and he needs help, but your mother, God forbid, on the other hand, is incredibly sick and needs help, you know, I believe Islamically that the priority goes to the mother. And then the neighbor, right? We're not saying don't help the neighbor, but definitely help the mother who has more priority in this instance, and then go and help the neighbor as well. But, you know, I don't think it's excusable for us to go and help the neighbor while, you know, God forbid something happens to our mother or our father or our children. So in the same context, the priority is with the mu'mineen and the Muslimin. We should help them and definitely not do something to aggrieve them. Now, on the other hand, does that mean that if somebody is not a Muslim, that we should aggrieve them? Of course not. We should never aggrieve anybody other than, for example, people who are the open oppressors and the open, you know, parties that rebel against the Almighty God. But that is another discussion for another episode in another time. Profound lesson about helping the mu'mineen and not aggrieving the people brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Even in his personal life, you know, it's amazing. I don't know whether he used to do this every Ramadan or not, but in Kufa, last Ramadan, he even divides the days. One night for iftar he will be, and the sahar will be there with the family of Hassan. Another night he will be with Hussein. A third night he will be with Zainab and Abdullah bin Ja'far. On the eve of 19th, he was with Umm Kulsoom. Even in dividing his time, he is keeping this fairness and justice in his mind. And of course, he will be with his own family at that time. The iftar came. Umm Kulsoom brings what? You know, when the father goes to visit the daughter, it is normal in our culture, whether you are from Middle East or South Asia, you would like to prepare whatever you can. But this was not an ordinary father. Yes, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khalifat al-Muslimin, but he was Imam al-Muttaqeen, whose own personal life was a very simple life. And therefore, Umm Kulsoom, keeping that simplicity in mind, presents what as iftar? Two pieces, two loaves of bread with a bowl of milk and salt. Salt we do not even consider to be part of the food. We just test it before we eat, isn't it? Because it's sunnah. Amir al-Mu'mineen looks at that and she says, "Oh my daughter, you've given me bread, that's fine. But take one of these two things away, either the milk or the salt." I don't remember the riwayat. Probably he said, probably Umm Kulsoom wanted to take the salt away, but he said, "No, leave this. Take the milk away."
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.